Hey, Rodney.
Hey, Jonah. Yeah, I see the document that's now over there. Can you please, I mean, it's the Medicaid that is sent, I mean, above the UPMC, so it's Medicaid as the document is saying, right?
The document that I showed you is the waiver itself. That waiver, you see that the waiver ends? The HCB 50 adult, that's for Medicaid itself. You see it ends on 1/6?
Yes, I see it here.
Okay, so that ends on 1/6 until, so they have, if you look, one, two, three, four columns below that,
Yeah, again, another Medicaid. Yeah.
there's a different one in there. So in some cases, this should be fine. I would say you could resume services because they're doing this sometimes that they double it in the what's it called? They double it in the system. I would say to resume services.
Okay, but still it would end on the 23rd, wouldn't it?
No, that's just today's date.
Yeah, I mean until today,
That's
actually.
because
So.
when you look at the waivers, you have to search by date range and you can't usually search ahead. So you, but
Oh.
it looks like everything is fine now, so you should put in the visits from the 12th and on. You can.
All right. I'll advise them that everything is fine, right?
It looks like everything is fine now, yes. That wasn't there before, that other waiver. That's been updated, so it should be fine now. It looks like they started her on a new waiver. It shouldn't affect the authorizations or anything. So you can put in the visits from 12th and from the 12th and on, and she'll get two paychecks next week.
I got you, Jonah. I'll work on that right now.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.